I'd like to welcome you all to the ITP. My name is David Gross, and I'm the director of the ITP. And I'd like to welcome you to this conference on galaxy formation, which is coming at the end of a very exciting program here. For those of you who have never been to the ITP, I just wanted to put in a few words about astrophysics at the ITP, which has always been a very strong component of our activities. In compiling statistics for our annual review, I discovered that a good 25% of our programs have been in the last 20 years in astrophysics. This year has been a particularly banner year. We're interpreting astrophysics broadly. We're running 5 separate programs this year, starting with a mini workshop on signals for LIGO, which took place in January. The galaxy formation program, which is now coming to its end. After that, we'll have in the spring a program on astrophysical turbulence organized by Eve Ostreicher and Owen Zweibel. In the summer, we're having a 3-week mini program on recent results soon to be announced on CMB. And in the fall, there will be a 5-month program on neutron stars. So this has been a rather full year for the ITP in astrophysics, very exciting. And this particular program has been one of the most exciting. galaxy formation is, in a sense, entering its adolescence, as far as I can judge as an outside observer. And before turning over, I'd like to say a few words as an outside observer, see what the audience thinks of what I perceive as an analogy between the state of the art in your field and particle physics in the early 70s, during which time the standard model of particle physics was formulated and rather quickly confirmed by experiment, at which point the field split into two directions, one of speculative extrapolation towards unified theory, still going on, and the other towards working out the consequences using the powerful tools of the standard model to understand all the realm of nuclear physics, strong interactions, the structure of the nucleus, and particle phenomenology. It looks to me like in astrophysics of the large-scale structure of the universe and cosmology, you're coming to a similar fork in the road wherein the standard model seems to work, and we'll soon have data which will provide decisive tests, at which point cosmology might turn at a fundamental level towards speculations that will be hard to support by direct observation. Yet on the other hand, the tools provided by the standard cosmological models and the rest of physics provide you, plus of course the enormous amount of data that is now entering the field from the surveys and other observations, will enable you to really hopefully understand in detail how structure in the universe was formed. So it's a very exciting time, although you should be a little wary of the example of what happened in particle physics. In any case, this has been a very exciting conference so far, and looks like a very exciting program. This conference looks very exciting. Let me remind you of a few things at a more administrative level. We try to, at the ITP, to have conferences that are a little different than your standard meetings in which discussion is encouraged. So please take advantage of the intimate nature of this place to be as contentious as I gather you usually are. We also record everything that goes on here, and it goes out on the web immediately, so your talks will be on the web tomorrow. take that into account, and please cooperate by giving your transparencies to our staff. They'll be returned almost immediately, and you don't have to take notes during the talks. You can simply download them from the web. And third, at a very low level, the staff has asked me to remind you that there are bathrooms on the second floor. We are somewhat toilet deficient at the ITP, and during conferences, the first floor bathrooms are often overflowing. You'll find it much more pleasant on your nose to and no wait if you go to use the facilities on the second floor. So with that, let me turn over meeting to Genevieve.